Hi, is George in today?
Who's calling?
Yeah, my name's Pete. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, just 1 second.
Thank you.
Good morning, it's George, or good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, George. This is Pete. How are you doing today?
Good, Pete.
I'm just from the Bank of Cardiff, not to take up too much of your time. I just want to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we sent out about 2 weeks ago. It was based off of some work you did with SunTrust Bank in 2011. Do you recall what that was for?
I'm confused here.
I'm with Bank of Cardiff, and
okay.
I was trying to follow up on a finance offer I mailed out about 2 weeks ago, and the offer was actually based off of some work you did with SunTrust Bank in 2011. Did you take out like a line of credit or some kind of business loan through them?
Yeah, we've got an open line of credit with them, and I was thinking about increasing it, but we're not.
Okay.
Gonna keep the same line of credit that we have. We didn't need it.
Okay, well,
is that,
I'm calling.
Is that what they're talking about?
No, not really. Because of that relationship you built up with them, your business is pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital up to $250K with Bank of Cardiff. So I was going to see if you had any upcoming contracts or, you know, you're trying to increase your line of credit with them, you could actually use some working capital through us to get some cash flow for a new project. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I'm laughing because what I did is I ended up buying a property, and I wanted to increase my line of credit. But we ended up buying the property anyway, and we didn't need the additional money. I guess.
Okay, I gotcha. How
it
much
really wasn't
for
equipment, you know, or anything like that. It was for. To buy a house is what I really needed it for, but I was going to run it through the business, and because we were trying to plan it off in 6 months or something like that, and I would that's all, you know, and we end up moving money around, and that, so I think that's what that was all about. So I don't remember ever talking to you or inquiring with anybody. Who contacted you? SunTrust did?
No. I'm with Bank of Cardiff, and we work with them, and we were going to see if, like, we could supplement what they had given you.
Well, listen, I like the pre-approval.
Yeah, it's $250K and any combination you want to do, you know, equipment or working capital. Like, you can use it to bring on some new machinery and or use, you know, the working capital for, you know, payroll. I know materials are expensive. I know a lot of the times you guys deal with a net 30 or net 45, so you have to see.
I'm very proud of this, and that's the reason why you might be calling. We always pay everybody by the 10th of the month. We're like a cash customer draw, our suppliers.
Nice.
So, you know, I truly don't like debt. I hate it. And we don't have any, so we just move money around to buy this property.
Exactly.
Do you live in Richmond, may I ask?
No. We're a national company here. We have offices, in New York, in San Diego, Los Angeles, Mexico, London.
So, say I wanted $100,000. What do y'all pay off a year? How does it work out? Y'all opened up a $250,000 line of credit with me. I wanted to pull out $100,000.
It's not necessarily a line of credit. It's working capital, and what that is, it's actually better than a line of credit. It's deposited straight into your business account, and it's unsecured cash. And it's actually based off of your gross annual sales. So what'd you do in sales last year?
A little over $3 million.
see, you could we usually free up about 10 to 15% of gross annual sales, so we could actually get you about 300,000 line of credit. Not line of credit, working capital. And it's basically a line of credit, but as a lump sum, you know what I mean? Instead of taking piece and paying it
back,
you get the full.
Y'all usually want your money back at some time. What are usually the conditions and things?
Okay, yeah, so we're going to deposit the lump sum into your account and then just have a daily, weekly, or monthly payment that we're going to tell you that you have to make.
Okay.
So.
And what would a quarter million run me? I don't think I like what I'm hearing, but go ahead.
Yeah, no. Yeah, be informed. You know, about a quarter million, depending on, you know, your time in business, the industry, and, you know, your credit. Our rates start. Rates start at zero, you know, for if you're borrowing, you know, $5,000 for 1 month and you have, you know, the best credit ever and you pull in, you know, $10 million, then you probably get that for free. Quarter million for about a year, and if you make $3 million around in gross annual sales, you know, it's probably going to start in, you know, mid-single digits, and depending on how risky it is, you know, however our underwriters assess that, it's going to move up and down from there. I've seen, like I said, depending on how long you need the money and how much money you need, I've seen rates as low as 5. I've seen them as high as in the 30s, you know.
Okay.
People that have no business getting it.
You know, I think I've heard of y'all. Don't take it wrong. If you want to email me some information about your company and about this program that I'm pre-approved for, I get crap in the mail. It may have been some of y'all. I don't look at it.
I'm sure you do.
I don't look a lot at emails.
Exactly.
If you want to send me an email, that would be
fine. Let's hypothetically, what would you use this 100K for? You had it in your bank right now. What would you use it for? Materials?
No, I think it'd be sitting there.
Okay, so see, you really have to have a need here before.
Yeah, I don't have a need. That's the thing.
So that here, I'm gonna send you an email. Look it over, and then George, you know what? If something does come up, like you get a bigger contract than you were expecting, or just anything that your line of credit can't handle, then you give us a call. You tell us exactly how much you need, and we get you approved in 24.
All right, let me. I'll tell you what the scenario was, because I told you I own some property on a Staples Mill Road. It's a highway here in town. I just bought 5 more acres next to my property. That was what I was going to SunTrust to buy, to just open my line of credit, so I could, and I'd pay that off at the end of the year. They give me a year, whatever it is, to do it. And I only needed $50,000 of it. We paid paid $300,000 for it, but. I'm deciding now whether I'm going to renovate the house or I'm going to tear the freaking house down. And to renovate is going to cost me $100,000. And that's where I would use that for.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There has a need. But I'll be honest with you, it's got a lot of mold. I think I'm going to tear the sucker down and just sit on the land is what I think I'm going to do.
Hey, you could use our cash to tear it down, too. You know, it does cost something, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Even if it's only, you know, you don't need $100,000. Even if you only need, you know, I don't know. I'm not in the business of demolition, but I have no idea how much. Maybe $20,000.
50. This guy, 15. Yeah, good. Yeah, 15 to 20. Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly, you want to use us for that, and like you know, that's going to be a short term loan, really short term, I imagine, to get that done. So you won't be paying a lot of interest on that if you don't have any, you know, if you don't have the funds for that, you can get that torn down. You know, we could help you out there as well, George.
And I have the money to do that, to pay for it. You know,
yeah.
You know, I've got that. It's just that people always say you try to use other people's money.
I was going
to
say,
you know, the thing is, I get my supplies cheaper than anybody in town because they beg us because we pay by the. You know, I can't afford to pass on that one percent every month. You know, this month our supplies is $130,000 that we owe them, and 1% of that adds up throughout the course of the year.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If you would like to send me something about your company,
where can I shoot it?
Davidson Roofing Company at yahoo.com, and it's all spelled out.
Perfect.
Our company, we're 11 years old. We've done more business every year than the previous year, in the last couple of years has made some big leaps and bounds. We have been recognized that we are the best at what we do in the city of Richmond. And they got it right, by the way. And, you know, we're strictly a residential roofing company.
And you never tried to expand into the commercial, you know, aspect of things there? I know there's a lot of money.
I'm not that smart. You know, there's two. When you have more roofing business than you can get to, why would you want to or manage?
Yeah.
You know, and maybe someday, but I got to find the person that can help me. I got the man. I got the man help me to get to this point. You know, there needs more people. I'm in my mid-60s. I'm not.
Just not looking to expand it right now, like all on your back. You know what I mean? I got you.
Yeah, I mean, I plan on working until only 70. But we have a good thing going, and I like opening different avenues and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. I got somebody here at the office. All right.
I got you. Take care, George.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.